This is October the 29th, 2005. The weekly conversation with Maitreya is open to everyone. You can raise your hand and ask your questions. Please keep your questions on topic, Mission of Maitreya, Eternal Divine Path. We ask everyone to go to our website and learn the teachings first, so your questions will be on topic. Those who have not gone to our website and do not know our teachings will not have many privileges. Be articulate and keep your questions in the spirit of learning and inquiry. Be a seeker and empty the cup of your previous knowing for the new wine of God. Keep the questions in the highest level. Ask about the teachings and be mindful that you're holding the energy at its highest. Send the questions which are too personal and or are not related to the teachings to questions@maitreya.org. Questions will be taken in text also, but only one at a time. Treat the room as being in our cyber church and hearing a lecture. Please listen to the complete answer to your last question before typing another question. If you would like to listen to his, Maitreya's, previous lectures, satsang, we already have them running 24 hours a day in the room, Discourses by Maitreya, God's Words Continuously, Religious Group section. Shalom, and welcome to everyone.
Shalom everyone, welcome to the mission in our room. I hope that our members in Florida are okay, and we are heard that they are. I hope everybody listens to the warning that God has given to humanity, that this is just the beginning of what is happening on earth. The more human will not listen or look at this revelation and the warning of God lightly, the more intense these disasters will become. Just as I said before, we haven't seen anything yet. So this is the warning. Please listen. Listen to the calling of God and His mission. And know that indeed what He said in His revelations and the scriptures will come true. No matter how many people would not listen and how many people are seeking the spiritual path that feels good, but it's not good. That's the question everybody should ask themselves. Do I want to feel good or do I want to be good? Indeed, they are creating mega churches that hundreds and thousands of people join them. They join them because their children have a place to play and there are games and game rooms. And the teaching mostly is feel good. They don't teach as Christ said, if your eyes offended you, take it out and throw it away. They say whatever feels good, do it. That's why those lost sheep flocking to their churches, and those churches have resources to create even better recreational area instead of teaching the word of truth and God, that there is going to be seventh revelation. And God said when the seventh revelation come, that's the beginning of the end. It's the beginning of the tribulation. From all these 6 billion people, God is only asking 144,000 that would listen, would come and would surrender to God and His words. And it's so hard to find them. Which is okay, it's going to happen. One thing for sure, God promises and He fulfilled them. This all has already been said in many satsangs. We repeat ourselves again and again. This is the last revelation of God. This is how God wants human be, to meditate, to awaken the spiritual forces, to know thyself, to get rid of those creatures that make you greedy and attached and believing this external world is the truth, which is not. Just a relative state. Even quantum physics can tell you that everything is in flux. Nothing is permanent. Even if you're a scientist, you can clearly see that this is an illusion that we think everything is solid and permanent and it's there forever. They won't. In a million or billion years from now, nothing that we can see now here would be here. But humans' vision is very tunnel vision. They see this moment at this second, and they do not progress and see that indeed this is temporary. So they hang into the things that are trivial and are not permanent, and they are afraid to let go of. It's just like a strong bird that has a lot of weight on him or her, and it cannot fly. Those heavy burdens and weights are holding it down. Now, if you take those burdens once by one from that bird, it little by little can fly. And not only it can fly, it can soar and go to the places that it never knew it can do. Take those burdens away, cut them off. Compassion can be three kinds too. Compassion when the burden is keeping you down on the ground. It's a compassion from ignorance. We have to cut the burden out so we can free ourselves. Because the goal of the life is to become divine. How you become divine is to soar and fly with the divinity, not with the illusion and delusion. That's why Communities of Light is a place that everybody should strive toward soaring and becoming a strong flyer to God, and also teach everybody else and take the burden out of them so they can fly. Of course, not to the point that everybody becomes lazy, but to the point that everybody become responsible and become a member that can help everybody else also fly with them. Become lazy and have a lot of lazy people in the community, then nobody gonna fly. A few people fly, and even they overburdened with responsibility. That's why it's so important. Everybody takes a part of the community and help out. Therefore, all of the community can fly together. And they will. These things all have been said and preached. Therefore, this satsang will be the last one that will be edited and put into the room to be broadcasted. From now on, we will come here and just give these teachings together and discuss things with one another and work toward establishing the work of God. But these things are not going to be edited anymore because everything has already been really said. It has become a repetition. And if we want to know the teaching, we can refer to whatever has been given so far to this point, and it will cover. This room conversation no longer will be broadcasted from the room called Discourses, but there is enough material and revelation that has already been broadcasted, and probably we should go back to know them more instead of having new one every week. We never have a chance to go back to see what exactly the teachings are, especially for new people come to the mission. There are plenty of things to go and refer to. So this is going to be the last session that we will have it available for the public. Probably we still record them for future, or if there is questions that never been answered, we might extract them and add to the previous ones. If somebody saw a new question been asked that they cannot find it or they realize it is new, let us know. We extract that part and we add to what is already available. So those who want to hear these conversations and calling to elect have to be in this room. Cannot listen to it later anymore. This way, of course, we also have more time to concentrate on other things in the mission, because the pace of the mission indeed has picked up. Wonderful things start happening. We encourage everybody go to the forum in the mission website. There are new posts there, and it's really becoming a lively and lovely conversation among a few people in that room. Also, Brahmamurti is writing an article that he needs help with. Everybody can pitch in and see if they can help to get that article in a way that he wants it to look. It's an article that is going to go wiki. Wiki is a system. It's a new things in the internet that you write an article and everybody can come and change it and add their thoughts into it. After a while, that article, of course, is going to be completely different than what the original person thought it will be. But if everybody participate and go and update those articles, we can keep it from going too far to the other side. It again is up to us, to all of us, to participate, put time and energy into the mission and its work, and start to move this revelation and realization to everyone. When I send a suggestion for everybody to do something or something should be done, it is not final. It doesn't mean you have to do it. It is a suggestion that if you have a time, inclination, desire, and ability, consider it. Doesn't really mean when I say, okay, for example, let's help Brahmamurti, that doesn't mean drop everything in your life and go to that article. But if you have the time and energy and the willingness and ability, that will help. Initiative, that will help the mission. And initiative is very important in the mission. Everybody should become self-motivated to initiate different things, and at the same time recognize and realize it is God is doing it through them. If they realize that, then they do not become attached to the result or what they are doing, but they are doing it with the pure ideation of spirit, and it will be perfect. Of course, don't hesitate to ask for help. Also, we had an email from Amina that there are places that help the teachers and educators, which is very helpful. And as we discussed many times, it's a good idea if we can have a department or a clearing place that people can have all kinds of information about the mission and availability of the services for them. And of course, we are not there yet. We are not in the many places that are like us to be, but if we get somewhere that we can create such a information centers, that would be great for the people to know what's available. The mission is progressing, although it might not seem in the surface that it's happening. As we can see, the fewer number in this room today, which is okay. There's no problem with that. And of course, the other reason for that is Paltalk has put a restrictions of how many people can come to each room from the same IP or from the same network. Therefore, we can only have 5 people from the mission center to enter this room. And therefore, that cuts the number of the people here more. But of course, number never has been our priority, but the quality of the people who are in the mission. And we indeed have a lot of quality in the mission, even with some that are not even here, that are working in many different levels to manifest this mission. So we rejoice that people seeing this vision more and more, and they become a part of it and it is their vision now. And the more their vision manifests and they reach out and initiate different ways of reaching humanity, eventually more people will see. The leaders will see, the teachers will see, the educators will see, the regular man will see. Their eyes will be opened and they will realize and recognize that indeed the way of God is the way. There is only one way. It is not your way. It is God's way. And it is your way under the umbrella of God's way. Individuality is not squished here. It is not a cult. Indeed, we encourage everyone to recognize their individual and individuality and abilities and why they have been created on this earth under the umbrella of God's will, which is the eternal divine path. Know thyself. We encourage you know yourself. We encourage you know who you really are, what your talents are, why God gave you those talents and abilities. Are you a person who initiates things? Are you a person who can start by yourself without anybody tell you what to do? Or if anybody tells you what to do and you recognize that indeed is a better way, accept it. You are a leader. A good leader is a good follower. If you cannot follow, you get irritated when somebody tells you something that is better than your way, and you become stubborn in your way, then you are not a leader, because you cannot accept good suggestions to improve yourself. You're stubborn. You are set in your way. You are rigid. Nobody's going to follow you, because everybody sees the rigidity in your action and you're not flexible enough to accept those who know more than you do. I don't know everything. If you know a computer better than I do, I follow you. If you know medicine more than I do, I follow you. But in spirituality and in the revelation and in God's will, I know better. I've been chosen and accepted to reveal God's will in the highest level. Therefore, you listen to me. But in other places that you are better, I listen to you. It's just as simple as that. And that is a good leader. A good leader do follow what it needs to be. If you know the teachings well and you are willing to reach out and have no fear of saying the truth, and a spirit of God indeed dawn on you when you open your mouth and you say things that is out of this world and bring the teaching to the focus and clarity, you are a teacher. God has chosen you to clarify, to explain, to spread this revelation to humanity. Then accept that and say, yes, indeed, I will teach this. No matter where, what, I will be there and I will preach it. The number increases, more people will hear, and we come together as a great body based on God's revelation and His word, and we will see that indeed the truth is here. Amina has a question. We go and see what she has to say. Go ahead, Amina.
Hello, Maitreya. This is my question. When we educate children, we know that there are particular milestones. For instance, we know that at a certain age, they crawl, they don't run. When we're talking about the spiritual education of children, are there particular milestones that we have to keep in mind? Or is there no such thing when it comes to the milestones of spirit? I mean, how do you know when a child is ready to meditate? How do you know when a child is ready to learn about the symbolic language in scripture? I just needed to know that. Salam.
Saloma Mena. The question is, how do we know when to teach children in their spiritual path to do what? First of all, we have to put an example for them and teach them the ways of God, not by words, but by our actions. With our actions, we meditate. They see you meditate. Therefore, they say something that has been done. You do your prayer. They see you pray. They think that is something mommy and daddy do. If the teachers also pray and meditate and the whole society support your action and your words, then they are more inclined to accept that situation and become more and more godly. Another thing is create opportunities, all kind of opportunities for every child that they can choose what they are attracted to. If you do not create opportunity, they don't know such an opportunities exist. They have never tried it. They don't know if they can do it or not. The more you have the Spirit of God in you, the more they will have the Spirit of God in them. Again, it falls in the individual progress, and as each person progresses spiritually, they will affect their environment. If more of such a people come together and create the communities of light, the more effective and powerful they will be. A child who has been born in the communities of light, indeed, is a blessed child, because he will be wrapped with the godly thought, godly actions, and therefore they have no choice but become godly. In the communities of light also, they have to create all kinds of opportunities that the children can do mentally, physically, spiritually, emotionally, so they can grow around it, or all rounded and well-built children, matured and deep. Of course, in this environment, your work is harder because you set an example for your child, and your child goes to the school, and the school teach the things have no God in it. The word of God is not used very much in the school system that we have. Therefore, they don't hear it. Evolution is just made by chance. Just happened. It's very logical. Everybody can see a logic behind the evolution. It can just happen by itself. But the logic, if you give you infinite monkey, infinite typewriter, one of them will write something good, okay? But it's just one little writing. But if you give infinite monkey the creation material, they cannot create such a logical creation. It's absolutely two different situations. Creation become gaseous, can create supernovas, create heavy matter. Then supernova blows and all those matters gather and come together and create stars and planets and liquid and water, and eventually life starts in it and progress and evolve and eventually become human, which can experience God. There's a reason for it. There's a logic. There's a goal for all those things happen. It just didn't happen by chance. They cannot bring themselves to accept the creation based on intelligence. So your work is harder, because now our teaching brings the science and God together and say, yes, indeed, there is a creator, there is a reason, there is a goal, this creation. And meditation, singing, dancing, chanting, all those things have been given for us to turn around and direct our attention within instead of without. Our children also will see we meditate. And there are many people in different levels that like different thing in a mission. Those who like to dance and chant, they can do it. Actually, I was watching an American Indian video. They can replace their dance with the Hari Om Shri Hang. Even in one of those mega churches, I saw the Christian was singing, but at the same time, they're jumping up and down. They can use the Hari Om Shri Hang and enjoy it even more because there is no restriction in what they can do. So everybody, when a spirit takes over them, they like to jump and just let go. The Buddhists like to chant. They can chant Hari Om Shri Hang. The West like to discuss things and come up with a finer thought. They can read though and discuss the creation and see the intelligence behind it. So everybody has been given a chance to enjoy what they are and who they can be, and that's how the children should be. Kamisa of Light is not only for adults, it is also a fantastic place for the children to evolve to who they are. They shouldn't be pushed to become a superstar. They shouldn't push to become a great football player or a skater. Of course, if somebody is born as a fantastic skater from the childhood, he or she should be provided the opportunity to do that. But if every parent wants their child to become a great skater and push the poor child to wake up every day at 3 o'clock in the morning and go and eventually not become what the parents' desire is, then there is something wrong. Or if we want our children to become athletic and become a football player and this and that, when God said the goal of the life is to become divine, He doesn't say you'd have to become a skater or football player or soccer player or whatever, or even a doctor or professor or teacher or lawyer or what we desire for our children, which is really our lack, not theirs. So in Kamis of Light, you have to create every opportunity for children to find themselves, who they are. And when they find who they are, they know God even in a greater degree because they are relaxed, they are themselves, and whoever knows self, of course, knows God. So it's not that we have to push and pull and make children to follow God and become godly, but we have to put an example for them to create an environment that is godly and give them enough opportunity to progress and become who they are. Of course, as they grow up, at the time of the teenager years, they might rebel against you, would not accept your ways. But you insist in your ways and guide them and remind them of deeper things and leave them alone. Let them fly like a bird away from your nest. They shall return. Or if they did not return, then you have to let them go. But usually if you put a good example for them, if you meditate and they can see your beauty of godliness and your steadiness and your strength, they will turn around. They will come to see your ways is the best way. And your way is God's way, so God's way is the best way. So that's how parents should know, every school should know, that they should put an example and realize God's way is best way, and therefore bring the best way in every level and situation on earth. That is not the case at this time. God's way is not the only way. My way is the only way. Of course, my way is different than your way, and your way different than his way, and therefore we are absolutely a separated, fragmented earth. Not only my way is different than yours, my religion is different than yours, my culture, my gender, my color. We are pretty separated. But if we understand the eternal divine path and realize there is only one God that has sent our revelation on earth, that everything in the universe is a part of God, indeed, we are marching toward unity. We are marching toward understanding that we are here for a purpose. There is a logic, intelligent or intelligence behind this universe. We have not just been created by chance. There is a purpose in life, and that is to become divine, to know thyself. When you know yourself, one day you experience that you really do not exist. You have been in an illusion all this life and many other lives. Only God exists, and you and him, her, it, whatever, is one. Then you become a source of the manifestation of God's grace, and those who are around you have no choice but see that is the most beautiful thing you can become. And you become that, others will become that, if they let their ego go and accept that indeed God's way is the best way. And if those who are connected to God say something, meditate on them and experience the truth behind them and become one with them. We need more people like that. We need communities of light. We need children that grow in these communities. We need an environment that is created in every part of the earth based on the communities of light, and therefore we have an earth that is a wonderful place to be born in. We have the parents who act like parents, grandmothers who act like grandmothers, and grandfathers who act like grandfathers. We have the leaders who are connected to God. We have the teachers who have the Holy Ghost and the Spirit of God upon them. We need to turn this earth around. We have to baptize the whole earth. And this teaching is the water that has been poured on earth. And it is the time of baptism of the whole humanity and the whole earth, not each individual. And that's exactly what is happening. And of course, what we say and what Earth is at, they are two opposite things, and they are going two different directions. As when the Moses came out of the mountain and he saw that the children of Israel indeed have fallen, he gave them a choice. Come to me or stay to the other side. Those who stayed to the other side were separated, and earth opened and swallowed them. Those who stayed with Moses were those that eventually became the children of Israel, the chosen one, the children of light. It's the same thing. I climbed the mountain of the Spirit and received this revelation, And now I have returned back to earth, and I'm calling those who want to be the new children of Israel, the children of light, come to me. And those who do not will stay to the other side. As when Moses called, few people came and joined him, and many stayed to the other side, so that will be now. So people should not be surprised, but know that what we say is the truth. It is the way of the peace and unity and the kingdom of God on earth. No matter how things get difficult or people do not listen and don't come or oppose us, that is the truth. We have the truth, and if each of us accept that and turn around and realize that indeed this is the truth, who cares the rest of the humanity accept it or not? Who cares if anybody come and join or not? The most important is, I know this is the truth. And that is what each of us have to develop and accept and be. Unless you find something better, unless you find something wrong with these teachings, then, as I said many times, let me know. I don't think you will. I have absolute confidence there is nothing wrong with this revelation and teachings. It's perfect. It is from God. It has been prophesied to come. Actually, the uniqueness of these revelation and the revealer itself is a miracle. And we see that, then we recognize that our life, our marriage, our society, our children, our career can improve immensely if we realize these teachings and bring God to every level in our lives and eventually in every level of society and earth. And then we recognize that the unity of humanity and these destructive forces, political maneuvering, death, killing, all will backfire. These are not the will of God. They are the will of man, which is resisting the will of God. But those who will follow the will of God will eventually succeed. And humanity reaches a point that they recognize that they are a part of God. Indeed, they are a part of that intelligence. That is why they have intelligence. That's why they have mind and ability to recognize and decipher and analyze and come up with a solution. Because every human is a child of God, is in the image of God. Human is intelligent, so is God. Human can solve the problem, so is God. God is not an illogical religious belief that you believe in a couple of dogmas, you're going to be safe, and eventually such a religion just attracts people, they don't have any intelligence. And the intelligent people become very upset, and they say their religion means not to be intelligent. So most of intelligent people who oppose religion, actually they oppose dogmas. They oppose the old religion, which is not based on intelligence and beauty of God. But this revelation is for intelligent people. It's for people that can make decisions. It's not that they're cutting off those who are devotional or they don't have any ability to be leader or teacher, or we accept them too. Devotional people are beautiful. But if they accept themselves as a devotional person and not try to compete the other level of beings, everybody is accepted in this mission. And even intelligent people should create compassion. That's one thing probably is lacking in intelligent people. If somebody is not as intelligent as they are, they cannot accept such a person. and they should. They should have compassion and recognize the beauty of a devotional person and stop putting devotional person down. As the ability to manifest by work and hard work, they are a part of God if they let God come through them and they recognize why they have been created and why they are a good worker and how they can manifest those beauty also. So again, the bhakti yogi, the jnana, knowledge yogi, and karma yogi is accepted in this mission, and everybody just should recognize where they fall. That's a part of process of knowing thyself. And that's what we should teach our children, how to know thyself. And we can help them. We can help them by encouraging them, by seeing what they are good at, by pointing out that they are a good writer, they are a good painter, they are a good worker. Just see them as an individual, not everybody have to become a good football player. No. This person is a good football player, this one is a soccer player, this one is a intelligent, this one is a computer whiz. We have to recognize who they are and not create even wedge between them. That no, if you're not a good football player, you're no good. All of you are necessary and should be accepted by society and encouraged to become what they are best at. Then there is no competition, but division of talents that exist. Nobody should feel inferior or superior for what they are. It's God's talents given to that individual to manifest it, to recognize it, to become it, and connect it with God. Then they see indeed that is will of God for them, and no matter what it is. Like that gentleman in New York, all he wanted was to drive a garbage sweeping car. And he achieved his goal and he lived a very happy life because all that he wanted. Drive one of those cars that sweeps the streets. To some people it doesn't look very great achievement, but he achieved what he wanted. There's a saying, if a poor man is happy with his lot, he is a happy man. But if a rich man is not happy with what he has, he is a very sad person. So children are the future of humanity, of society, and we have to learn to create an environment that they become godly, and we create all the opportunities possible for every child on earth and beyond, if there are any, to become what they have been created to be and accepted as they are. If they become what they are created to be, they are successful. But if we encourage them, push them, pull them to something that they are not created to be, they are a failure. I hope that answers your questions. Question about the children. So in the Communities of Light, we have to create parents that they do not try to fulfill their own failures through their children, but parents that see a child as a manifestation of God and a gift given to them to nurture, to love, to teach, to put an example for them. The most important thing to make them godly and try to encourage them and help them to recognize who they are, what they have been created for, and when the time comes, let them go. No attachment. Of course, it's easier said than done. I've done it. I know it's not that easy, but you have to do it. You have to let them fly. But if they came back to you and said, yes, indeed, you helped me in my life, that's your reward. That is the word that you have worked for, and you have done your job, you will receive that reward. But you have to let them go. They are not yours. They're God's. They're not even in the hierarchy of beings as God, a spiritual teacher, parents, and a spouse. They are free to also recognize that there is a hierarchy of being in their life, God, the spiritual teacher, their parents, which is you, and their spouse. Of course, if they are sannyasin and dedicate their life to God, there's only one hierarchy for them, God. That's it. Again, the answer to all the questions for humanity is given here, and the way of the better life is been revealed. Only thing left for us is to get rid of our egos and let God come through. Absolutely 100% to want to know the truth, to want to follow the will of God, to want to be good, not to feel good. Although when you do good, it feels good. It's not always appreciated, but you should get your appreciation and rewards from within yourself, not external world. If external world, of course, appreciated you and rewarded you, thanks God for it, that He has shown you the way and you have become a person that other also recognize there is some beauty in you, and that beauty, of course, is the manifestation of God. And since you and God are one, there is no separation. When they glorify you, they glorify God. When they reward you, they reward God. There is no separation. And you don't create any big ego that it is me who doing all these things, separate from God and got nothing to do with it. I am the doer. I want to be thanks, gifted, praised, attention. Me, 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 me. That brings destruction. But him, 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 and me, that brings unity and freedom. So we can see this teaching, and what most humanity is looking for is different. It teaches the absolute truth, the highest realization, the greatest grip of truth. But the illusion of external world and believing that we are our bodies and this external world is the only truth. It's just amazing that many of them don't even stop thinking, how did I got here? What happened? Life. Existence. Being here. It's amazing. It's a miracle. Can you just imagine that there was no universe, no beings, nothing? But we're here. It exists. If we exist, then God exists. But they never think about that. They just live a life that takes them eventually to grave, and that's it. That's the end of the story. But never they consider this amazing thought. How I got here? What is this that I am here? What is life? If they think about that thing, hopefully one day they see that indeed it is more to life than eating, sleeping, having children, and dying. They will open themselves to the universe and God, and they eventually recognized indeed God exists. Because first He said He will gonna do things, and He has done them. Second, if I exist, there has to be other existence. Third, He said He's going to do this thing through history, and He has done it. Again, I leave you all to God. Ponder on these words, these satsangs or discussion or conversation, the calling of the elects will be broadcasted by tomorrow, but that would be the last one. So anybody who wants to hear this thing, they have to be in this room. They will not be broadcasted any longer. But there are so many things that's been given in the website and our teachings and video and audio and everything has been happening that you have a lot of materials to refer to. And of course, you always can go to the website and put a question in the search engine. And if it didn't answer you, send us an email. Say, I have this question, I couldn't get the answer. Or go to our forum and ask it there. And people will respond to you. Therefore, there are a lot of ways given to answer you. But this is where the audio will be ending. You can see one by one mission is ending different thing that it's been doing because it's been perfected, it's completed, it's no longer needed. Now is the time, of course, for everybody to become more familiar in deeper level and reach out to humanity. Be good, be with God, and put God first in everything you do. Salam, everyone.